talking on the phone for hours, much about nothing at all, about all we always wanted, just lately, just lately. Lately, just lately.
You are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough. This is Licks and Lyrics, and I'm your host, Louise. We are in the studio with six shots later. Not one.
It's tough sometimes.
How many shots? Six shots. That's later. Right. Yes. So we'll be back with some live music. And in the meantime, I just found this CD. It's by J-Phono One, the Know Your Cloud CD. Let's try Don't Freak Out.
Thank you.
glad you're here. Feel free, hours fall in love. Now that you're here, feel free, hours fall in love. Now that you're here, don't freak out, just fall in love.
All right, Don't Freak Out by Jay Fono. One, and you're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm Louise, and I've got Six Shots Later live.
Hey, everybody.
Yo.
Hey.
Yes.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, yes, yes. And but they're not six of you, so they're
no,
not.
No. No. There's only four.
So someone's having the extra shot.
Oh, yeah. I've never thought about that before.
I'll take it.
Probably this guy, the drummer.
I don't take no shots, so they can split them up between these two.
Okay.
Oh, it's two apiece.
Wait. No, so who do we have here so that people in Radio Land who can't see us? Who
I'm Andrew, and I am the vocalist and guitarist.
I'm Adam, and I'm the drummer.
Jordan, guitar.
And Chris, I play bass.
All right, and welcome, all of you, Six Shots Later. And you know what? Actually, this is your second time on the show.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what I like? Last time you were here, I was like, do a new CD, and you did.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. We finally released it.
Yeah.
I think when we came last time, we said we were going to write it.
And, yeah.
We didn't actually get it out until October.
But you know,
we did it.
I think that's the first time anyone actually ever listened to me. I'm always like, you should do a new CD, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah. But that was the fastest for sure. So Six Shots Later, what else you been up to? Who, tell me about the artwork for this CD.
So I'm gonna let Adam talk about this because Adam is the one that actually drew all the artwork for the CD.
So we're on tour, we have a lot of time.
Right, Adam. Remember what we've talked about with that mic. You are not to be. Don't be. Don't.
Don't be shy. I won't be shy.
Don't be letting Andrew distract you. Don't look at him.
But we're on tour. We have a lot of time where there's nothing to do. So I just sit in the back of the van and just draw funny pictures of everybody. And the very center picture is our old band manager, and he's now the lead singer of The Water Between. His name is Jarrett Ross. So I drew a picture of him, put it in the middle, and then all the other pictures that we drew.
And what is where is he? Is he at the beach? It's a lovely.
Yeah, he's at the beach. There's like a nice little dolphin in the background.
Yeah,
some birds.
Yeah. I mean, I thought and like, much nicer than being in the spider picture.
Oh yeah.
So very, very scenic. He's probably thrilled with that one.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out something for the CD cover, and we were like, you know, since we're calling it Six Shots Later, our self-titled album, I guess.
Right.
Do something ourselves.
Share your moments, the moments that of your adventures.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah, we still flip through the little scrapbook and look at all of them and laugh. There's a lot we couldn't put in there, Jordan. You know.
Right, and I see little Stevie has some pizza.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's Stevie B Jordan. We went to Stevie B's. It's like a pizza place, like CC's Pizza, and Jordan hated it.
Oh.
He just hated it.
Oh, so you actually commemorate the good and the bad times.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They're all memorable. And well, and isn't that what a CD should be? I think that's perfect. Then that's great. I for one like to have a little artwork with my CD, so I totally approve. Totally
awesome.
Approve.
Awesome.
Well, so should we hear something off the?
Yeah. Let's
this newly released CD.
I think the first one we're going to play is the combo number two with Gravy.
The combo number two with Gravy.
And this this album is split the way we did this album because the last album was mostly a lot of punk rock, very fast-driven stuff. And this one we wanted to kind of explore different musical styles. So on the album we have reggae, and then this would be considered one of our funk songs.
Okay.
So this is more funky.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different.
It's because it's got some gravy.
It's got the gravy on the end. Listen for the gravy.
It's got some gravy. All right. So this is off the new Six Shots Later CD. This is combo number two with gravy.
Just don't stop. Just hit that spot. Just don't stop. Don't hit that spot. Okay.
Combo number two with gravy off the new self-titled CD, Six Shots Later. Because your first CD was not called Six Shots Later.
That was one hell of a night.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And that had some different artwork.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. No beach scenes on that one. All right. So I'm liking it. I'm liking the gravy. I'm liking it a lot. All right. And so you're all tuned up and ready to
I think so.
Are we gonna play some more? And we were talking about how great it is that you've been on the show before, because now we're not putting Adam out in the hallway with the drum set.
We're not putting baby in the corner.
right. Nobody puts baby in the corner. right. Yeah. So this is great. I'm so glad that you've, you know, sort of adjusted to you've brought in now, so you're still, when you're touring, then you're doing the big drum set thing still, and
yeah
but now you're like on the radio.
It's the first time I played the djembe live.
Yeah, live. It is. Yeah.
See, okay, and that's what I was thinking this is a special
it's a special moment
moment in the Six Shots Later.
It's strange,
first time ever. Yeah. Live.
djembe.
All right.
You boys ready?
All right. What are you going to play?
We're playing No Doubt.
No Doubt, which is one of the songs.
Yes, it's on our new album. I think it's like number four, something like that.
Four.
But this is more of the, I think we played this the last time we were here too, but we made some improvements to it. And
this will be great on the djembe.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You guys
All
ready?
Right, No Doubt.
Is
Is there a difference between ego and your
pride?
To let go of your feelings like the ocean and the
tide.
Well, I can figure out if you're a liar or I
lie.
Well, victim's a consequence. But you see, things have changed. How quickly good memories can fade. How did we ever get this way? Hand over fist. We never had it. Sold the boy. And if we ever grabbed it, we'd be fine. But hey, well, if I'm not happy, then why am I still here? It's because it takes time, and I've got to face my fears. No recollection of the things that have been stressing me out. But I know, in the back of my mind, no doubt. We see comfort in the company of
friends.
And all the things we said, well, we put under the to magnify the situation so we understand just how we come to this. But you see, we should wait instead of basing ourselves off mistakes. How quickly good memories can fade. Hand over fist. Cause we never had it. So goodbye. And if we ever grabbed it, but hey, if I'm not happy, why am I still here? It's because it takes time, and I've got to face my fears. No recollection of the things that have been stressing me out. But I know, in the back of my mind, no doubt. Never had it, so for here. And if we ever grabbed it, we'd be fine. But hey, well, if I'm not happy, why am I still here? It's because it takes time, and I've got to face my fears. No recollection of the things that have been stressing me out. But I know, in the back of my mind, no doubt. In the back of my mind, no doubt. In the back of my mind, no doubt.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. No doubt. Very nice. Very nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Very nicely done. Yay, 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 yay. And so y'all are touring then and going to play some more live stuff now that you've got this, because it's winter.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like you're going to wait until spring? Are you planning something more for better weather?
We're probably going to try to start touring again in the springtime.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little cold right now. And
yeah.
Sleeping in the van when it's cold.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We just, yeah.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
Oh.
Not enough blankets.
No. No.
Either that or somebody steals your blanket.
Either that or somebody steals your blanket.
I'm the blanket thief.
You're the blanket thief.
We stayed a night in Tennessee and it was like 20 degrees outside and I didn't have a blanket and I was in flip flops and shorts.
Why?
So in the middle of the night, Jordan was asleep and I just took his blanket.
No, why were you wearing flip-flops and shorts?
When we left North Carolina, it was like 70 degrees, like 68, 70. And I was like, it's going to be like that everywhere. I didn't think it through very well.
Elevation, smell-evation.
Yeah. It wasn't my brightest moment at all.
Oh man! So that when y'all are touring, then y'all are in the van.
Yep.
All right,
and we make sure that he has a coat now. Always has to have it. It's on the checklist.
Is that really? As long as everyone has a blanket, as long as everyone y'all can.
Yeah.
No one's killing each other, and
it's pretty calm for the most part.
All right.
Yeah, the worst part's when we're driving. Everybody picks on Chris when he's driving. And that's when he gets mad.
No, the worst is when everybody picks on Chris and I notice. The rest of the time, it's cool.
So not only are you got to keep the steady bass beat, but then you also are the designated driver for the van.
Yeah, yeah.
And you like it that way?
I trust me more than them. I'll say that.
Okay, so as long as no one's complaining.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys aren't going to complain because you don't really want to drive.
Not at all.
We're good.
Right. Well, plus you've got to do more. You got to do more artwork for your next album.
Absolutely,
it's in the process and trying to get ideas and trying to draw more stuff.
Yeah. And have y'all been writing new stuff?
We have actually, and I think we're going to start recording again, probably in the next
pre-production,
probably in the next 2 months.
This is exactly the news I wanted to hear.
So I think we got most of the music down. So now it's time for the lyrics and tidying it up. So
Okay. All right. So this is good. So let's talk about this process then. So y'all come together and write the music.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that go?
Right now, the way we're doing this current album is just kind of shooting ideas around. So I've brought a few things to the table. A few songs that Jordan's actually working on, where he's writing the guitar and the bass.
But is this the process that you've had before? No, y'all have. This is definitely. Did y'all write all your CDs this way?
Most of the time, it was just me who wrote everything.
Okay. And, all right. So this is definitely.
Yeah, we're definitely changing it up a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Especially with the way we're going in the music, being the more punk rock pop was before, and now we're moving into the reggae. Well, my specialty isn't really.
Right,
I kind of let these guys, especially Jordan, he knows a lot of the reggae bass and the reggae guitar, you know. So he kind of shows Chris what to do, because Chris really doesn't know too much about that either.
We
come more from the just rock genre. So.
Okay, in terms of like the bands you've been in before and the music you grew up listening to or trying to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Jordan's been doing a lot more.
And Jordan, have you played in other reggae bands? And have you... You can push it over. Yeah, just move it on over there. All right, but then remember, Jordan, you got to get close.
My first band was a cover band of like 90s music, so no, this is my first experience with playing reggae.
Okay, but you've listened to it and played it and
huge fan of it.
I've auditioned for a Bob Marley tribute band.
Okay.
And then these guys called me, and I said, "Yeah, these guys are
right."
Right. I want to do this.
I approve of your decision. Yeah.
He knows a lot about reggae music and also a lot of hip hop.
Okay.
He's a big hip hop guy. Petey Pablo is his favorite rapper.
Stop. I'm more of a Young Thug kind of guy.
Okay.
So he's teaching all of you then.
Yes.
We have a thing where we hang out, you know, every Friday or so, and we always see who has the best new rap song to listen to.
And we
it's like the Friday challenge type of thing.
Yeah.
Like writing hooks and all that stuff. We kind of take a lot of the, I guess, some of the hip hop world into some of the hooks, you know? So, and then with the reggae music, yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool then. So
heavily
then,
influenced
that's,
by
and
R.
then,
Kelly.
R. Kelly?
R.
Yeah.
Kelly. All right, okay. All right, so then, y'all have been working with, so for a new album, then you've been working with the music and feeling like that's kind of getting where it needs to be, and now y'all are talking about lyrics, and so who's got the notebooks full of lyrics?
I've currently got no notebooks full. I've got to write a lot of stuff.
All those bar napkins, you didn't save those?
Nothing's hit me so far. You know, and the way writing goes is as soon as you get one done, you're like, ooh, I got this idea for the next one. It's kind of like happens so fast where you start writing everything, and just haven't really had any inspiration for anything new. So, once we get the music down and get it recorded and I can actually, you know, be by myself and kind of listen to everything, get the groove. Once you get the groove, then you can figure out what emotions are coming and write off that emotion.
Okay, so, this is going to be a very interesting project then.
The new album is going to be mostly reggae, and we've moved to like the more alternative route, like contemporary alternative.
Okay.
It should be different.
Okay. All right. Different. But this, I mean, I'm definitely seeing like this has been a natural progression, you know? Fun. This is going to be some good stuff. I'm in. So next, you'll come back and you'll have a report if you're new.
We'll have a CD ready for you. As soon as we're done. Every time we show up, we'll have a CD.
That sounds great. That sounds perfect. All right. Yes. I approve of this plan. I think this will be great. All right. Well, so what should we do now then? Should we play another one off this off the CD? Do you want to play another one live?
Which one do you guys want to play off the CD? Pomp and Circumstance? Okay. This is another... We'll play Pomp and Circumstance.
Okay.
And it's another kind of funky tune.
Featuring Nyge.
And this actually features the rapper that was on our last album, Nyge. He actually does a rap part on this too. So.
Okay. And Nyge, where is Nyge local?
He is. He's actually our neighbor.
He's right next door.
That makes recording a little bit easier.
Yes.
All right. Well, so how about some Pomp and Circumstance featuring Nyge off the new Six Shots Later CD?
Sometimes my hopes and dreams for you.
And that was Six Shots Later, Pomp and Circumstance featuring Nia G. You were listening to Licks and Lyrics, and I got Six Shots Later live in the studio. Yeah, woo, yeah. Woo, 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 woo.
Dad.
Dad. Look at my dad.
I hope Cam's listening.
This so and so Nia G is your neighbor, and so yes. How long has there been a Six Shots Later? How long has this? I feel like we've talked about this before, but
we're going on 4 years.
Cause y'all are tight.
4 years.
I think it's four.
Okay. But then y'all have known each other longer because
yes.
Okay, that's what it is. Then.
And Chris, we've known each other for 8 years, and then I've known this guy for 23 years, and then this guy I've known for five years.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So it's
long
it's,
history.
It's the long history.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because that I think that helps to, you know, you just read each other a little bit, you know.
I think it's best, too, because we can all laugh and joke around with each other. We're, you know, best friends. So,
right,
I mean.
Right. Yeah.
We might have a little argument here and there.
Right.
But it's all good, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if y'all can sleep in a van when it's 20 degrees, then.
Jordan's usually the one like picking the fights, starting the fights.
What?
I'm the one that ends the fights.
Right, you know, everyone always knows the vocalist is the drama queen.
Probably, yeah. Not going to dispute that.
Man, I just sit in the van and smoke cigarettes. That's all I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great. All right, so you will be playing... Because, you know, people are out there listening and thinking, wow, and these guys are obviously great and would be great to see live. Would
yes.
be a fun show. So... How can someone see Six Shots Later? How would they find out more information?
For more information, you can go to our Facebook page where we post all the events. And then we actually have our own website now where you can find our Facebook and Twitter. And
are you number six or S-I-X?
S-I-X.
All right.
Yeah, so it's www.sixshotslater, S-I-X, Shots Later. I'm not even going to attempt to spell the rest of it. Sixshotslater.com. And then you can find all of our information, and that can lead you to... We haven't started yet, but we're going to have a lot of cool information up there, like blogs and...
Okay, and maybe some photographs.
Yeah.
Right? Drawings.
We thought about that, too, right? Putting the drawings up there. You can find videos, our music videos and such.
Nice.
All sorts of really cool stuff. And then the blogs, we plan on having Adam write a few blogs, which is just going to basically consist of him hating on things.
Adam, did you agree to this? Did you know that was coming?
Yeah, I guess I'm the most opinionated out of the group. So... So they're like, yeah, you should definitely do some blogs so people can laugh at it. I was like, all right.
It's the world of hate.
The world of hate. Oh, so it's basically just going to be your outlet to complain about, like...
complain about traffic.
Who parked here?
Pretty much. Okay. New specials at McDonald's, you know. Just
cold subs.
Don't get me started.
Oh, yep.
Okay. All right.
It's got all the information there, and... lots of cool things to check out. So, and then, of course, that links you to all of our other social media sites because, you know, there's about a billion of them.
Okay.
And
all right.
Find all the information there.
Okay. All right. And you got any shows coming up?
Yes. We actually have a show on next Friday, February 5th, and that's at Ruckus Pizza in Raleigh.
Okay.
In Mission Valley.
Okay.
And we're going to be playing there with our friends Over at 10.
Over
really
at
awesome 10. Band. Yep.
Okay.
Alternative band.
Okay.
They'll take the stage first. And then we get on, and then we all melt some faces. And then we get off stage and go home.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So face melting at the pizza place.
Yep.
Okay.
Enjoy food while your face melts.
And also, if you guys come out and say that you heard us on the radio, WCOM, we will throw you a free CD.
Wow. That's a good deal.
That's almost better
deal.
Than the nitpick, too, right there.
Let me get a McPick, too. Oh, my endorsement.
Right. They're not paying you yet. Yeah. Man, hold back.
So, yeah, we'll be at Ruckus next Friday. And then we got some stuff lined up not 100% on it yet, but probably we'll start again with the touring and all that good stuff in March and April. So
okay, once the weather gets nicer.
Yes, once right. the weather gets nicer.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. All right, well, so we got a little bit of time. Do we want to play some more off the CD, or I'm sure I can even find somewhere in that bag. I know I have your first CD.
Why don't we play?
Yeah, we can. We have to watch a little bit of the language. No F bomb is allowed. Mm-hmm. You know, so be a little. So I know that there was. I remember I was like, I better listen to this one before
yes.
I play it. Yes,
it's
yes.
got the parental advisory.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there is. Yeah, we
number. Let's see.
We shouldn't listen
to
that. There's a curse word in it.
Number 8.
Okay. Speechless. Number 8.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That one is okay.
That one's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing bad there.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here, let's hear. Let's listen to some more. 6 shots later. This is Speechless.
Long nights, long drives.
Later off the self-titled CD. 6 shots later, and I got 6 shots later live in the studio.
Good job.
All right. And so we were just talking about your recording process a little bit, and I was saying let's not talk about it off the air, and let's get back to talking about it on the air. So talk about the actual, obviously, you're able to get some recording done, so who's got the ears?
It's a combination of me and Andrew, and
okay.
Chris and Adam are involved in it too, but we
closer.
We turn the knobs and present it. So yeah,
okay.
It was kind of a thing where we'd be like, "Hey, how does this sound, guys?" They'd listen to it and be like, "It sounds off." We'd be like, "No, it's not. It's not off. Listen to it again."
So yeah, it was interesting. It's my first time doing anything like this, so it was an interesting process.
Okay.
We did everything ourselves.
Okay.
So we bought the equipment, did the recording, did the mastering, mixing.
Wow.
All that good stuff. So it was a huge learning process.
Oh my gosh. And you?
A lot of YouTube. So we went on YouTube and watched tons of tutorials. Jordan did a lot of that. So every time we went over to work on it, we would have this new technique. That's awesome. But what happens is you get to the last song, you're like, we should have did that to the first song. So you keep going back and back and back. So it was interesting.
I think we're like, this is it. Nothing else is done to it. The song is fine.
Yeah. And well, you know what, though? Gone. I think that is exactly what you have to do, because you're absolutely right. It's a learning process. And you sort of have to get to the point where you have to say, all right, now I'm going to let it go as it is now. And, you know, probably I'll have learned something different.
Yeah.
You know, if I wait another 2 months, it would be totally different. But at a certain point, you can just keep doing the same thing over and over again and get yourself into this crazy loop. No, it's great that you were able to to sort of, you know, say, okay, I got to call it done.
It's like, we're going to have this done by Saturday. No excuses.
Really?
And then Sunday rolls around and we still don't have it.
Oh, no. Okay, I was like, and you're able to hold yourself to that?
No.
Okay.
I think No Doubt was the toughest one, because we actually wrote that, and we had, like, the way we were going to sing it, and we listened to it over and over again and kept applying effects to it and all this stuff. And we listened to it for, like, 3-4 weeks straight, and we still didn't like it. And then we just let it sit on the back burner for about 2 or 3 months.
And then
we came back to it, and we were trying to figure out how to make it good, and so we totally rewrote the lyrics and the melody and all that stuff.
Really?
So,
really?
So, because I think we listened to it for 3 or 4 weeks and just burned out of it. You know, we burned ourselves out, and we said...
But then you actually came back and just changed it.
Because we had to, you know, we figured out, like, what is it that makes us not like this song? Because we liked it when we first started playing it.
Okay.
And then we just burned ourselves out. So what could bring more life to it?
Okay.
So I suggested a new vocal part. So I wrote the vocal part and we started playing it. I think I sang it to these guys like 2 times, and we were like, oh, that's way better. Let's stick with that one.
Okay.
And now
we
love it. You know, we love playing it. So.
Yeah. It's a total fun song. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I play it all the time on my show. Yeah. That's one that, that I, well, and also I know it has no bad words.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Yeah. I've got like little asterisks. Not that one.
Nope.
Jordan.
I know, I was about
Jordan's
to set
fault.
Us up for
Jordan, I think when we were recording, Jordan kept telling me to put bad words in
I
all
did.
The songs.
I was forcing Andrew to curse
right.
more.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another way I could say that, but it's not appropriate. No, but I was like, hey man, if you feel like saying blank,
right.
You should say it. But
right.
then you know, it's hard to get that played on the radio.
That's right.
Got to be careful.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You can have the bar version and the the live version.
That's why I don't write lyrics, because they would just be curse words, just phrases and paragraphs of curse words.
Nobody gets to listen to all that rap.
So yeah, we did the album all, you know, by ourselves, and then we did the mastering.
You did the mastering.
That is
I
got to
had nothing to do with that. That's
some work.
Yeah, I had a lot of help from some friends that helped me out and figure out what
how to do
it. Because
your ears get tired.
Yeah, and you know, not knowing anything about it and just playing around with meters and stuff, like, wonder what this does. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I definitely have gone through that. Like, wow, when you put those microphones too close together, whoo, that is not good.
So eventually, some of my friends helped me out with that, and I jumped back on it, got it done, and then we, you know, sent it off to get pressed and everything. So, and the final product, we were, you know, way happier with it. I think we had more fun this time because we were able to do what we wanted to do.
And you've got this set up now, so mm-hmm. it's easy to just keep saying, "Yeah, we're ready to do another one now."
Yep.
Let's.
And especially with all the knowledge we have now, it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah. But you know what? The same thing's going to happen. You're going to discover new things along the way and be like, whoa, check this out. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And so do you think then that will there be other people bringing some lyrics to the table then? Is everyone interested in throwing in some song lyrics? Anyone?
I can say from knowing Chris for like 8 years, he's not going to bring any kind of lyrics to the table.
Nope.
He just plays the bass. No, I've been trying
to... Wait, he drives?
He tries.
Hello.
Yeah. No, I've been trying to help out with lyrics and stuff like that.
Okay.
Finally had something stick the other day. See how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Adam's going to do a little bit of a songwriting then? Okay.
More songwriting. I think we're, you know, Adam's... gonna start doing more vocals too, backup parts
and I was noticing you were definitely backing it up today and doing the djembe.
Yeah,
I'm playing the djembe.
And so. Then Jordan, I think Jordan just likes to help with lyrics. He doesn't like to write, but if we ever say, Jordan, what rhymes with this word? You know, he'll find a bunch of words.
You a good four-letter word to put.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, what's your guitar? Yeah, right. I'll tell you what rhymes with that. Yeah. That's great. Well, so this is cool. Well, I look forward to the next CD and sort of hearing about how the process continues to evolve.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, learning and growing. That's a positive, definitely. The fact that y'all were able to get it done without killing each other.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It was actually really smooth. I was very surprised how smooth it went.
Well, what you said was we enjoyed the process more.
Yes.
You know, like that's, and you're happy with the product and, you know, and you enjoyed the process more. That says a lot. So
it was more hands on. Mm-hmm. 'Cause in the studio we record and we sit behind, you know, and then watch the producer do his things, mix it, master
it.
And this time we actually like, hey, listen to this.
And
you
had tried that. You'd done that. Yep. And so mm-hmm. this way, you... so exciting stuff. Yeah, I look forward to more. So you're listening to Licks and Lyrics, and we got Six Shots Later live in the studio with us, and we're talking about their new CD, Six Shots Later. Do we want to play something off of that? Do we want to play something off of your first CD, One Hell of a Night? I got them both.
You looking good tonight?
Yeah, we'll do Looking Good Tonight.
Okay.
Off the old CD.
Looking Good Tonight. All right, now I have to figure out which one I put in which. That would be this one. And so looking good. This is Looking Good Tonight off of the first Six Shots Later CD. One Hell of a Night. Here we go.
You're looking for discretion, peering down scenic view. Although it looks pathetic, your eyes know just what to do. Maybe I'm beyond pain, maybe I catch a little vibe. Maybe we can call it right now and slide back to my hotel room. Shorty, you sure look good tonight. Starstruck by the right on time. I can't get enough of your pleasure. Watch me move to the rhythm with you. Catch me on the floor, baby, rockin' the groove. We'll get for attention, keeping everybody on you. Unless you start to slip and nobody here will ever know the truth. Tell me if I'm being rude, tell me if I got something to lose. Tell me
if I need a little proof, then I get them clothes unglued off of you. Sure that you show me good tonight. Star Trek, but look right on time. I can't get enough of your pleasure. Watch me move to the rhythm with you. Catch me on the floor, baby, rock the groove. We'll get
good tonight, six shots later, off of their first CD, One Hell of a Night. And I got six shots later, live in the studio with me today, talking about their new CD.
Yeah! You know.
Scooby! That's right. All six shots later. That's right. Not just one shot. Not just never. Two shots. No. No.
Six.
That's right. You need two hands. All right. And so thanks so much for coming on. Just one more time, let's talk about, you've got an upcoming show, which is on Friday.
Yep.
And people February can 5th. Eat pizza while they're face melt.
Yes. Yes. At Ruckus Pizza, Mission Valley. And if you come to the show and you mention that you heard us on the radio about the show,
you get a free CD.
Free CD.
And awesome points.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Awesome
points. At least
maybe
10.
And a hug.
Free hug. That's the best.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please. That's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus a hug, plus some love. That's awesome. All right. And people can find more about all of your upcoming shows. Just keep track of you in general. And maybe what's upsetting. Adam at the time.
Absolutely.
That's what we should name the blog, What's Upsetting Adam at the Time.
You can find all that stuff at sixshotslater.com, sixshotslater.com.
Gotta spell.
Yep, gotta spell
gotta
it out.
Spell it out.
And then, of course, that links you to Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. So make sure you check it out, listen.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I remember, because I am signed up for your web page or whatever, and I remember that was how I got your CD, because around Christmas y'all were like, "Hey, we just finished our CD," and I guess you had put it off to send it off to be processed, but you actually had the MP3s available online.
Mm-hmm. And we'll probably do another promotion like this here soon. But if you sign up for our mailing list, you always get something free. You might not get the whole album this time, but you'll get a few songs, or you'll get some downloads.
But that's good. That's good. So it's definitely worth checking out some six shots later. And you got some good videos and stuff. You're going to work on some...
If you get to the site, there's some videos there. And then we're actually... the next song you're going to hear probably is called The Twos. And we're going to be working on a music video for that here soon. So
The Twos. So are you like a numbers freak?
That's a little innuendo there, but it's a funky song.
Okay.
And I think the first time I showed these guys the song, when we were trying to get down that funk route, I showed it to them and we started playing it and we were like, "Oh, that's so cool." you know, let's do this. It's we love the Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay.
So we're a
okay.
big fan of the Chili Peppers.
Okay, okay.
So we kind of wanted to write something along the lines of
all
what
right,
the Chili Peppers
along that
would
sort
write.
Of.
So
okay.
We did it. We, you know, we played it and we were like, oh, this is so cool. You guys might not think it's cool, but we think it's cool. So just saying.
And wait, so when you said, and when I brought this song, so what did, at that point, were mm. there lyrics?
Not the verse. I think the chorus was there.
All right. Yeah. I'm just trying to get a little information to, here.
And the...
not to make you too uncomfortable.
I think the way we did it, too, is that we were running a joke at the time.
Sergeant Johnson.
Oh, no. Willie Wilson.
Okay.
We were playing like we were another band, like an old school, like... funk band, like with a Barry White type singer, you know, and we called ourselves Willie Wilson.
You
and the
are
Willie
all
Deuce.
About entertaining yourselves.
Yeah, we have fun, yeah. And I think that's how that got started. We were trying to write a song, or I was trying to write a song to bring to these guys, like Willie Wilson and the Woodley Dudes playing the twos. And
we
played it, and we're like, "That's awesome!
That's awesome!" You know? Yeah. All right, yeah. And so we'll call it the twos.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, so then let's check it out. Then 6 shots later, the twos. Off of Six Shots Later's new CD. Thanks to Six Shots Later for coming into the studio today.
It's been a pleasure.
And you'll come back again.
Absolutely.
I will look forward. And Adam's already promised me a new CD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time you come. I know. I got it. I got it recorded. I got it. I've got it. I've got it recorded. So thanks so much to listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. This is your host, Louise. I've had a lot of fun today. And you are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough. The Heroes of Holcomb is coming on right now.
This is Dave Van Ronk. He's an ex-blues singer. Car, take your rod and the